for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 4 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to give you advice and help on how you can solve vision problems. And I really believe that many vision problems can be treated with alternative therapy, and you can reverse that vision loss. And what we're going to be talking about this evening is the use of light therapy in terms of treating visual disease, and actually light therapy, its use in the general health and other physical problems. So we have a very interesting guest, Dr. Larry Wallace, who's calling in from Ithaca, New York. Dr. Wallace, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Kondrat.
And for the information of the Arizona listeners, can you share with us what the weather's like in Ithaca, New York? Do you have any snow up there?
Yeah, it snowed today. It's, it didn't stick, but it did snow today. It's probably about 32 degrees right now, so winter is coming.
Yeah, we were last together in Santa Fe. That was right before Halloween, or actually we were there during Halloween to celebrate the annual Syntonic light meeting, which was a phenomenal meeting, and it was so good to see you. And maybe we ought to start by just talking a little bit about some basics of light, because, you know, so many people give you that, you know, deer in the headlight look when you start talking about light. How can that possibly reverse vision loss? How can it possibly improve the general health and treat other physical problems? So maybe let's just talk about some basics. I mean, there's been so much research done, supporting research. So
there's a vast amount of research now available on light, and light is being applied therapeutically in many different modalities. At our conference in Santa Fe, we talked about using syntonic phototherapy, which is the use of light through the eyes. And by putting light into the eyes, you have a direct conduit right to the brain and to the autonomic nervous system, the central nervous system. And so by putting light in the eye, it can change the balance of the nervous system, the endocrine system, and all the energy that supports visual function as well as function throughout the body. So the light is absorbed. There are pathways that are not seen that go to brain centers. Many, many brain centers take light that has nothing to do with eyesight, and it uses light to regulate all kinds of physiological functions in our body. So in the College of Syntonic Optometry, we teach courses in how to apply light to treat a large number of vision problems, everything that, from functional, which is eye coordination, focusing, depth perception, peripheral vision, and such. But there's also applications of light into the eye to treat a wide range of eye diseases, such as glaucoma, optic neuropathy, macular degeneration, things like diabetic retinopathy, maculopathies, but disorders of the central vision, and even myopia today. Is there is research showing how light can be used to bring more blood supply to the eye and actually stop the progression of nearsightedness. So there's a lot of applications, and there are applications that are direct, like into the eyes. There are many light therapies that apply light through the color puncture or mechanisms, that is through the acupuncture points. And then there's all field of photomedicine and laser surgery that uses light very locally, where they put light on the damaged cellular area. Say you have a wound, you can speed up the wound healing by putting light directly on the site of the injury. And the main mechanisms are that it provides ATP production, that is energy production, within the cells called that mitochondria. It can reverse scarring. It can bring more blood flow to the area. And so that's more of a local application. And they are also now using lights in psychotherapy, which I'd like to talk about a little later in the show. So that's a quick overview.
Yeah, it's. But I just wanted to ask you, I mean, we had a really exciting meeting, and you've been involved in light therapy in your optometric practice, my goodness, for
40
years.
40 years now.
Oh, my goodness, 40 years. And, you know, I've just seen a lot of changes and the acceptance of light therapy. I mean, my goodness, you're talking to an ophthalmologist that's using it in his practice. You probably never thought you'd see the day when that would happen, right?
No, we don't see it embraced too much by ophthalmology. That's true. Optometry is more of a functional profession. It doesn't do surgery, although we do treat eye disease. But, the acceptance is growing by leaps and bounds, and you know, people don't even question it anymore if we're using light to help treat their vision problems, or light to help them sleep, or help with their learning problems, or their concentration problems. It's being used with so many different technologies that are being employed throughout the healthcare system now to use light. One of the most interesting areas is something called cool lasers, where the laser light has no thermal effect. It isn't used to burn tissue or tear tissue apart, but to actually stimulate and revitalize tissue. And that's what they're using for wound healing and also for neurological problems, such as things like spinal cord injuries, neurological injuries. Looking to use light to regenerate tissue, you stimulate stem cell production, all kinds of things being used throughout the field, and medicine is starting to use it in that way as well.
So let me ask you this. This is, you know, the College of Symphonics has been in existence for over 75 years now.
Well, actually, we had our 83rd annual conference. So 83
oh, my
years
goodness.
We've been teaching this, yes. It's a long time.
And it was an especially important meeting for me because I was in Santa Fe 10 years ago when I was introduced to syntonic light therapy, and I was just amazed, and that's when I really began to embrace it in my practice. But I wanted to ask you, what did you feel was probably some of the most significant things at this meeting that you felt were interesting and maybe reveal something new to you?
Yeah, a couple of points. One would be that the use let's talk about one of the things that's really hot topically, and that is the effect of blue light, high-energy blue light, that's affecting people's sleep patterns by affecting their pineal gland and shutting down the melatonin production, which causes a imbalance in the circadian rhythms and loss of sleep. And blue light is now becoming a major marketing tool to sell all kinds of lenses to protect you from blue light. And there's a lot of blue light out of your computers and out of your iPads and your phones. And there is light in there that if you look at it late at night, it will suppress your sleep patterns. But there are a lot of things being marketed to block out that light. And one of the things that one of our lecturers presented, a lot of research and data showed that it's really overblown and that a lot of these things are really being marketed just really to make money. But there is a factor of that. But that I thought was interesting that it's being overblown in that way. We also had a neurobiologist there who talked about all the different brain centers that light goes to, which is just amazing to me, all the connections in terms of auditory and balance and processing information and learning. All these different centers are being regulated, are now being well documented. We also had presentations by yourself on microcurrent therapy to treat eye disease and also on bioelectromagnetic therapies to treat a wide range of eye disease, which basically works on, it's called the Beamer, and it works on microcirculation and restoring blood flow to areas of the body that are deficient, which is prevalent in almost every kind of eye or any kind of disease.
So we're coming up to a break right now, Dr. Wallace. And those of you that are listening, we got a lot of additional exciting information to share with you about light therapy. I know that, Dr. Wallace, you want to talk about a light in learning and light in neurological function. So we come back and talk about that. But folks, if you're interested in learning more, the College of Symphonics, you can Google the College of Syntonic Optometry. There's a lot of information on their website. And we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract, and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
HealingTheEye.com is ranked the number one eye blog in the U.S. Newsmax has published a list of the top 100 medical blogs, and HealingTheEye.com ranked the number one eye blog. For those of you who are not familiar with a blog, it is the discussion or informational site published on the World Wide Web and consists of discrete entries typically displayed in reverse chronological order. Learn all the latest treatments of eye disease at HealingTheEye.com. In order to celebrate our accomplishment, everyone who posts in a comment or asks a question on this blog will receive a free copy of the best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go to HealingTheEye.com. That's HealingTheEye.com. And post your question or comment and receive a copy of The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go now to HealingTheEye.com. That is HealingTheEye.com. HealingTheEye.com.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Well, we're back. Healthy Vision, and with me is Dr. Larry Wallace. And I think we were talking about this on the break, that a really important role of light therapy is helping children with learning problems, memory problems, emotional problems. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about this.
Yes, well, one of our topics was at the conference, Syntonics in the Treatment of Emotional Imbalances in Children. And they were pointing out the wide range of emotional imbalances that children today suffer. It seems that kids are under more stress than ever. And one of the things that affects so easily is the vision system. The vision system requires so much energy in terms of your nutrition and your nervous system and your ability to concentrate, pay attention. And all those things are dependent on good visual function. And when you're under stress, one of the things that's affected is the eye coordination, the eye focusing, and especially the peripheral vision. What happens under stress is your peripheral vision will shut down its sensitivity where you can't see well to the sides. And reading is all about seeing to the sides what's coming up and guiding your eye movements. So we find a huge number of children have constricted visual fields, and they also, the result of it, they can't perform well in school. They lose the ability to keep the print clear. They can't keep their eyes coordinated to keep their place or track things across the page the way they should. And when that happens, there's a loss of attention, and that develops into a stress pattern, which kids often are act out. You have a huge epidemic of what's called attention deficit disorder, which unfortunately has been treated mostly with drugs to shut down their, to kind of sedate them or shut off that their distractibility. However, it doesn't really get to the source of the problem. And it's not always vision, but vision is usually a major part of every kid who has an attention problem. And so we treat them with light, and they look at light 20 minutes at a session, up to 3 or 4 times a week. And we use different colors. There's a dozen different colors that are used in our instrumentation. And then the children's visual system responds. It responds to the light by expanding the peripheral field, by restoring the energy to the focusing eye muscles that coordinate the eyes and to track objects with the eyes. And when that happens, you have a major impact on their attention and concentration, and especially on their self-image. And you get a lot of reduction in attention problems and distractibility. And as well, the light has a major effect on the emotional bodies, the emotional sense of the body. That is, it affects the heart rate variability. It affects the way way you process information. It makes you less reactive. And so light has a major impact also on emotional well-being. And in fact, you cannot have a physical problem without an emotional component. So when we do light therapy in this way, we always address, especially with children, the emotional component with certain frequencies of light and the physical component. And it's a major part. I think everybody who practices with this modality would never imagine practicing without it. And there are right now maybe, there's only 300-400 practitioners in the United States out of 35,000 optometrists. So if you're interested in your child receiving this kind of care, you've got to go to the website of the College of Synthetic Optometry and find a practitioner in your area, because it is a very crucial therapy.
Well, you know what amazes me is how quickly, you know, the light therapy works. You were talking about visual field constriction, and these children, when you measure their peripheral vision, I mean, it is markedly reduced. It's almost like about the size of a quarter in some kids. So you can imagine how difficult it is for them to function without having a adequately developed, visual system. And then the light therapy, when you use the right frequencies, dramatically improves their visual field. So very quickly, they're more aware of their environment. And as you mentioned, it really treats the emotional factors too. So, yeah. Any insight as to why? You know, we're seeing more and more kids have learning abilities. Do you think it has something to do with the environment we're living in? By the computers, and they're using more of their central vision. I know when I was a kid, as soon as I came home from school, I couldn't wait to get outside, running in the woods, playing ball. You know, nowadays kids are, focused on their iPhone, the computer. They're not really using their peripheral vision.
That's right. And their visions, our vision systems aren't meant to spend all that time in such a constricted, closed space. And so that is a major problem, and I think that's a major factor in terms of the environmental demands on their eyes. Their eyes are just not equipped to be sitting there for hours and focusing in such a small area of space, and it does cause breakdowns in the visual function. And then there's also physiological reasons. I mean, the main ones that we see in kids are head injuries are one of the highest, also ear infections. So I think those are two of the major problems that cause imbalances in the nervous system and affect the vision system. And then the other one is certainly toxins. We're exposed to a huge amount of toxicity, both from nutritional the nutritional aspects as well as the environmental air and water. So toxins are another major part of why the nervous system becomes compromised and therefore the visual system as well. But we're seeing more problems now than ever. We see kids that are functioning lower. As every year, they seem to be functioning at a lower level and require even more remediation. So there is something definitely wrong, and you'd have to think that the use of all this computerized stuff has a major role in it.
Now, there's a whole area in optometry called behavioral optometry, and in addition to the light therapy, which is very, very effective, you also do other activities. You do different exercises and therapies. I wonder if you could just briefly talk a little bit about some of the other things that you do to improve the functioning of the visual system in these kids.
Yeah, well, we will do right exercises that have to do with eye coordination and focusing and tracking skills. So teaching, motor learning, it's called, where a person learns to use to reestablish control through their brain and nervous system on the functions of eye coordination, turning their eyes in and out, focusing, and also tracking. We also do things that involve with the vestibular system. The vestibular system is tied to the visual system. So you have to do certain kinds of movement exercises because the vestibular system, our inner ear, is connected directly to the eye muscles, and the eye muscles are always in working conjunction with the inner ear to keep our balance. So many of the problems we see also have to address the coordination between this balance system and the visual system. And so there are things employed such as having to see and jump on a trampoline or walk on a rail and turning your head side to side and tracking objects. So there's a sensory motor integration aspect of vision therapy also. But the behavioral, the name behavioral means that how do you change behavior by changing vision? And that's really the crux of it, that a person's behavior can be changed and their performance can be enhanced by improving their visual system and the way it works. And so all these different modalities are used besides just the light therapy.
You know what, I was smiling when you were describing some of these exercises, because you know what it's like, Larry, it's almost like, because kids aren't playing outdoors now, you got to do those outdoor activities indoors, you know, the balance,
that's right,
the trampoline, so all they got to do is just get outdoors and play more and, stimulate their vestibular system by balancing and running and, playing ball or things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. That's really the key. That motor development at early age is so important to develop the brain and the visual system. So, we're doing things that shouldn't have done or would be done naturally years ago.
We're coming up to another break, and you're listening to Dr. Larry Wallace. And when we come back, this is something interesting about Dr. Wallace. He is one of the early pioneers in microcurrent therapy. And I think, Larry, you were using microcurrent maybe 5 to 10 years before I started to use it.
Yeah, I've been using it for about over 22 years now, something like that.
Yeah, so when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that. And then also, you want to talk about the big international meeting coming up, the International Light Association, which we are both part of. They're having their annual meeting in Austria, right?
That's right.
So we'll talk about that when we come back. So folks, we'll be right back after this break.
Sixteen people have been arrested following a series of raids today in Belgium, but authorities still haven't found the ringleader of the Paris attacks, and concerns about possible terrorism are keeping Brussels locked down. Correspondent Nima El-Bakir.
Until the judge overseeing this investigation gets in tomorrow, we won't even have a sense how many of those 16 are even relevant to the broader fears that the Prime Minister has reiterated twice now about this serious and imminent threat that he says his capital city is facing.
New York City first responders have held emergency drills today ahead of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson on NBC's Meet the Press.
We know of no specific credible threat of a Paris-like attack directed against the U.S. homeland. We are, and we continue to be, and we have been concerned about copycat-like attacks.
Wall Street may be headed for a higher opening. S&P futures up 2, the Nasdaq futures up 5. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Center for tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 51. Monday should be sunny, or high 77. Monday night, it'll be clear with a low of 50. Tuesday should be sunny with a high of 77. We'll have partly cloudy conditions Tuesday night with a low of 54. We'll have a mostly sunny, breezy Wednesday with a high of 66. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 78 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100. KFNX.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Charlie Bowles, broadcasting live every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. on KFNX 1100 AM radio, where I engage you about your hopes, successes, and lifestyle goals. If you'd like to speak with me, call me at 602-570-080. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, go to the Charlie Bowles Show website. That's the charliebowlesshow.com website and fill out, "I'd like to be a guest on the Charlie Bowles Show." Once again, 602-570-2080. Thank you.
Season tickets for the 2015-16 Sun Devil men's basketball season are now on sale. The Sun Devil men's basketball program is ready to change the game under the direction of new head coach, Bobby Hurley. The Sun Devils are 47-8 the past three seasons in Wells Fargo Arena. And with exciting opponents like Texas A&M and Arizona coming to Tempe, you won't want to miss any of the action. Secure your season tickets today by calling 480-727-0000 or online at thesundevils.com.
Call Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. With me is Dr. Larry Wallace. So let's talk a little bit about your early experience with microcurrent, because you were doing the microcurrent, maybe 5 years before I started.
It was interesting. We were treating macular problems, the retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration, using light. And we were finding, we were getting really some exciting results. And so I looked at how else could you apply electromagnetic energy besides with its high frequencies, which are what light are, very high energy and high frequency, and look at the body's the body is very receptive to low frequencies, such as the Schumann resonance of the Earth and different electromagnetic pulses that are very low compared to these high frequencies. And so microcurrent falls into that area where we're using light electrical impulses that the body's very receptive to. So I actually invented and patented the first device for macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa in the United States. And we've developed an instrument working with electrical engineers where we put electrical current, very low amounts, microamps, into the eye, and we found we could reverse macular degeneration. And we did hospital studies, and we did major studies around the country. But the world just was really resistant to commercializing it. And in fact, in the United States today, here it is 22 years later, the FDA has had microcurrent devices in front of them for treating macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa for maybe 6 or 7 years. It still has not passed. It still has not come to be passed, even though microcurrent has been passed in Europe. They do have classification to treat those diseases in Europe with microcurrent. But microcurrent is a very exciting field, especially with the advent of what you've developed, which is frequency-specific. Our microcurrent was just at four basic frequencies, and it was a direct current into the eye. And with the advent of frequency-specific microcurrent, there's the recognition that all the tissues of the body have their own vibratory rates and own specific frequencies that cause harmony and coherence within the cells, and that you can actually devise a microcurrent application to specifically treat conditions that have certain frequencies and also the tissue itself. And that's a major advancement, that you've been the main mover in that field over these
years. Well, you know, we're going in front of the FDA again. There's a company that was formed in California called iCell. And there's some investors there who are looking at taking the technology. In fact, they've patented some of the frequencies for the eye, and they want to take it to market. So these are folks that are pretty big investors, and they feel the potential, especially since there really isn't a lot of good treatment for most forms of macular degeneration, and more glaucoma patients are suffering with allergies to eye drops and things like this. And this, you know, microcurrent is definitely something that if you're listening and you have an eye problem, it's something you definitely should investigate as a ancillary treatment to help preserve your vision and improve the function of your eye. So let's talk about the big meeting that's coming up, Larry, the International Light Association, which is a very exciting organization. And you've been a member for quite a few years. In fact, you were president of the organization.
Yes, I was. I was a founding member, and I actually did serve as president for 3 years and vice president for a few more. The International Light Association was formed in Antwerp, Belgium, actually 11 years ago. It brought together different people who were doing different kinds of light therapy from around the entire world. And the idea is that there are many different applications of color and light, how the technologies, how they're applied, everything from psychotherapy to treating serious diseases. And this organization has brought together all kinds of practitioners, everything from therapists to physicians to research scientists. And every year they have an annual conference. They bring in first-rate speakers from around the world to further the science and art of light therapy and to help people. How does light and color, how can that help people's health, well-being and psychological well-being as well as physical. And this organization is dedicated to furthering that idea and basically offering a platform of collaboration between all kinds of different scientists so they can share their knowledge with people that they normally would never run into because, you know, most scientists today are very narrow in their applications and often go beyond their field. And this is, the ILA is a wonderful organization to do that. Every year they were in a different city. They traveled. Last year we were in Estonia, Tallinn, Estonia. The year before that we were in Belgium. The year before that we were in Berlin, Amsterdam. They've come to North America once, but next year, this coming year in March 19th to 23rd, the ILA is going to have their annual conference in Vienna, and the home of Sigmund Freud. And the conference is going to be held at the Sigmund Freud Institute with the theme of how does light is used in psychotherapy and to treat psychological imbalances.
Tell us about some of the speakers that are going to be at this meeting. And this is a meeting that is open to the public.
Open to the public. That's right. Anybody who has interest in light, and there are artists that come, and people that are not doctors, that are just interested in color and light in general, that are drawn to it. They feel there's a power of light and color that they want to explore. So this year they actually have 17 speakers from around the world. And I won't go through the speakers' names, but some of the topics they're going to be talking about is using light to treat psychological trauma. In this particular instance, they're going to put the light applied to the ear. They're going to talk about different kinds of light in terms of affecting your chronobiology. Light is hygiene. How can you set up light in your environment to provide a sense of well-being? There'll be light. There'll be lectures on esoteric medicine, which is using light into the body to detoxify and treat degenerative diseases. There's going to be another light lecture on something called photophoresis, which is using light to basically detoxify also, but also to mobilize the immune system, so that light can be used to treat bacterial infections and things like Lyme disease and things like that, very serious conditions, how light can be a major tool in doing that. There will be lectures also on light affecting respiratory system, numbers of lectures on psychological growth and transformation, light applying through the eyes and through the body to help balance the psychological system. There will be a transformation. There will be light. There will be lectures on quantum biology and how photons, use of photic energy, can be basically tied to many spiritual disciplines or things like Buddhism and things like that. There will be lectures on holistic vision, holistic light design. By architectures, how to set up light in your system, in your home, light and sound combinations. There's also something, light therapy to treat vascular problems, and more light on using different, again, systems to promote psychological wellness and work with trauma. So it's a wide range of light applications and different kinds of doctors and therapists and scientists presenting all this kind of information.
So it sounds like I'm going to have to have you as a guest after this meeting so you can talk to me about all the exciting information. And once again, this meeting is available to the general public.
Yeah, so you just go to the internationallightassociation.org and you can see the program and you can see previous programs as well. And more information, but internationallightassociation.org. But they show a niche, an important niche, and it's hard to have an organization that's so broad because most scientific organizations are very narrow. They really, you know, focus on their specialty and their way of viewing things. And this is an organization that has such a broad spectrum in terms of its educational programs and opportunities to learn from so many different kinds of people. It's very exciting just to be there.
Yeah, and it's also, they have but more of a practical application of the light therapy. So we're coming up to a break, and we'll be right back for more light information.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Are you taking vitamins for eye problems and hoping to stop progression of vision loss? Pay attention to this breaking news. According to a recent study, 13% of the population with macular degeneration actually doubled their risk of progression when taking certain vitamins. Yes, 13% did worse taking vitamins. And in fact, they double their progression of the disease. Find out if you are taking the right vitamins and if you are at risk. Learn important steps to take to make sure you are taking the right vitamins. Dr. Kondrat is offering a free report called Vitamins May Backfire. This report is absolutely free with no obligation. Call now 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. That's 800-430-9328. To find out if your vitamins are causing you to lose vision, call 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
HealingTheEye.com is ranked the number one eye blog in the U.S. Newsmax has published a list of the top 100 medical blogs, and HealingTheEye.com ranked the number one eye blog. For those of you who are not familiar with a blog, it is the discussion or informational site published on the World Wide Web and consists of discrete entries typically displayed in reverse chronological order. Learn all the latest treatments of eye disease at HealingTheEye.com. In order to celebrate our accomplishment, everyone who posts in a comment or asks a question on this blog will receive a free copy of the best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go to HealingTheEye.com. That's HealingTheEye.com. And post your question or comment and receive a copy of The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go now to HealingTheEye.com. That is HealingTheEye.com. HealingTheEye.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to StopCataract.com. That's StopCataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to StopCataract.com.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. With me is Dr. Larry Wallace. And, Larry, before we come to a close on the show, because the time is really, we're coming to an end, can you share with us some information on your contact information, your website, how listeners can get a hold of you?
Yes, my website is drcolor.com. And that gives all the contact information is there and my office address and things like that.
And is that D-O-C-T-O-R?
Yeah, D-O-C-T-O-R.
Okay, great. Great. And so let's talk about the different delivery systems of light, because I know that the listeners may be interested in the difference between the laser light and the non-coherent light, which is just from an illuminating light source. you know, the different ways of the syntonic, if somebody looks at it as compared to shining the light on the skin, etc.
Yeah. So you know, in the syntonic application, it's really what we call a non-local application. That is, we shine it into the eye, and as I was saying, there's these neural pathways to the central brain, the midbrain, the hypothalamus, the pituitary pineal gland. But there's also, when we shine light in the eye, we irradiate the blood of the body. The inside of the eye is heavily vascularized. In fact, they say probably 40% of the blood supply of the body passes through the eye in 20 minutes. So when we're shining a treatment for 20 minutes, we're basically irradiating 40% of your blood supply of your body. And the blood is full of all kinds of color acceptors, and uses the light to trigger many, many physiological reactions throughout the entire body, not just the eyes. And so what we're interested in is when we bring the body into better balance and the nervous system into balance, we see changes in the vision system. So we're supporting our therapy from this non-local or systemic viewpoint. But also light is used focally, that is to put on points. And probably the one that we hear the most about is using lasers. So, again, these are cool lasers. They put on the point. They increase the energy production in the cells. They cause the reproduction. They bring the electromagnetic voltage up inside the cells so the cells can replicate and create and reproduce. We can bring blood flow into an area. It can reduce the scarring, stimulate stem cells. And there are many different lasers out there now, and they're being used, again, to affect tissue changes exactly where they're applied, but they're also now putting lasers on the eye itself and finding that they can, in this particular instance, can increase blood flow tremendously. In fact, if you put a cool laser on the eye within a few minutes, you will increase the blood flow to the center artery of the eye by up to 27% in a normal person and about 17% if somebody has an eye disease. So when you bring more blood flow into the eye, it helps with all kinds of eye diseases, everything from glaucoma to macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy. So these applications can be local, and they can have direct effect right on the tissue where the light, these cool lasers are being shined. And again, that is being done on the eye now as well. So affecting the blood is one of the major aspects of treating with color and light. In the field of color puncture, they put the light on the actual acupuncture points, and that is more of an energetic treatment. The color affects, is transmitted throughout the whole body, and it can be used to, bring more light energy into areas that need it. Our body processes light is one of the major aspects of our nutrition. And actually, if you look at the quantum physics, we are light. We are frozen light. Our bodies are mostly light. And the food we eat is used to extract that light energy for our own metabolism.
Now, one thing that researchers have found that light stimulates the growth of stem cells.
Right, right.
So that's an important application. So when you are getting cold laser treatment or syntonic light therapy through your eyes, it is stimulating the stem cell production in your body, which is essential to healing and rejuvenation. So I want to have you comment on the difference between the cold laser and non-coherent light, or light that comes from a light bulb.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting aspect because a lot of the research, the light bulb is different, but it's not really that different. It's non-coherent. But what we're finding is, so with that, we use a spec, we put a filter over it, and we make the light have a certain narrow wavelength that comes into the eye if you're looking at a light bulb with a certain filter in front of it. But in terms of the research in using lasers, one of the leading researchers, her name is Tina Karu. In fact, she's from Estonia. She's the leading researcher in the world, and she's actually did much of the research in Russia. And she found that, she proved the biological effect of light on the tissues. And what she found is that you could use it, the light doesn't have to be coherent, it doesn't have to even be a laser light. It can be a narrow band of light. So if you use light that isn't, totally coherent like a laser, you can still have the same biological effects. So that opens the door to using fiber optics. It opens the door to using LED lights, a lot of light sources that don't have anywhere near the cost of using a laser. So it doesn't have to be coherent light to have a biological effect. And that's opened the door to all kinds of LED therapies that are out there now. And there's just a whole wide range of them. In fact, some of the LED applications have been used by NASA for years now. The astronauts bring the light, basically blankets of light, different LED lights, to work on any kinds of injuries that they have in space. And that's been basically a proven modality. So there's a lot of different ways to apply the light. And just being out in the sunlight, we all need more of that as well.
Yeah, probably one of the most effective light therapies is because when you are out in the sun, you know, the tiny capillaries are on the surface of your skin. And essentially, you know, those the hemoglobin and the blood in the capillaries is being irradiated by the ultraviolet light, sunlight.
Right.
So you are getting a very, very effective treatment. And, of course, right now, one of the biggest deficiencies that everybody has is vitamin D.
Right.
And the reason, just like we mentioned earlier, the kids that have learning problems because they're not going outside and playing outdoors and doing activities in the sun. Well, adults, too. We're finding out that the majority of the population is deficient in vitamin D.
Right.
And the reason is we need to get more sunlight.
Absolutely. And, you know, this whole thing about, you know, some of the research that's come out of Germany has shown that sunscreen is really bad for you, that you need to have this light type of burning of your skin in order to absorb the proper amount of ultraviolet that you actually need to, for your health. There are now, in fact, one of the researchers, his name is Alexander Wunsch, he's a physician in Germany, has actually helped develop a tanning booth. It's not really tanning, but it's a booth that delivers just the right of ultraviolet along with infrared light that actually helps promoting, and not just for tanning, but actually promotes health and wellness because you need all these different frequencies of light in your life. So avoiding sunlight is, for fear of skin cancer, is really not a good strategy. We really need light.
Yeah.
The more the better.
So you have to be careful because anything in excess can be damaging to the body.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you're in Florida and you're out there burning yourself, that's not good. That will cause right.
Where you are in New York, where you may only see the sun every other day or once a week, I want to thank you so much for sharing, you know, a lot of great information with us. Light therapy is certainly becoming the medicine of the future in many ways. So, Dr. Wallace, thank you so much, and we're going to have you on the show again after the International Light Association meeting in March.
Sounds good, Dr. Kenner. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. So you're listening to Alpha Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condra, wishing everyone good health and clear vision.
Lately? If you're like most people, chances are you'll have all kinds of jewelry, gems, and diamonds that you no longer wear, or watches that no longer work. If these items would be more valuable to you as cash, come to London Gold, the jewelry store that smart shoppers have trusted for over 30 years. With today's high prices for gold, now is the time to let London Gold buy from you. Stop by one of our three valley-wide locations, where our precious metal specialists are always on hand to evaluate your items. We will carefully test and examine each piece to determine its weight and current market value. Then we will make you an offer. If you accept, we'll pay you on the spot. And there's never any pressure to sell. Walk away anytime. No charge, no hassle. And if by chance something catches your eye in our showroom, take advantage of our 20% bonus offer towards our new purchase. Imagine, in one visit you can trade in old style for new ones and take home cash to boot.
London Gold. It's the best.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100. KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Talk.